We are sponsored by the Natural Resources Defense Council, making EcoTalk possible. The NRDC is the nation's leading environmental action organization, using law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect our planet's wildlife and wild places and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all living things. I want to welcome Amanda Leiter with the NRDC now. She is a litigator fellow at the NRDC, and she's here to tell us about a recent conference on ozone and one of the big depleters of ozone, which is methyl bromide, and what's being done to phase that out and why some entities are still intent on using it. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
Give us some highlights. There's been a lot of stories recently on methyl bromide. I learned a lot about it, just how popular it is, how effective it is, but also its detrimental health effects.
Right. Methyl bromide is a dangerous pesticide. It's used mostly on strawberry and tomato crops, but it is also used to fumigate pallets that are used in international shipping, wood pallets. The pesticide has been found to increase the prostate cancer risk in farm workers who apply it, but its more commonly known harmful effect is that it is an ozone-depleting chemical. As most people know, the ozone layer is the Earth's defensive shield against harmful ultraviolet radiation from the sun, the rays that contribute to causing skin cancer and cataracts. And after years and years of international efforts to fix the ozone layer, methyl bromide is the most significant harmful chemical that is still left in widespread use. And it's also, unfortunately, one of the most powerful of the chemicals. There are plenty of alternatives, increasing numbers of alternatives in widespread use. But in negotiations this week in Senegal, the U.S. government is still pushing for more industrial use of methyl bromide, in spite of the widespread availability of these viable alternatives that are made by large, well-known chemical companies like DuPont. These alternatives would allow farmers to continue to get high yields on some of their most valuable crops, but they would not, the alternatives would not harm the ozone layer. But as I said, despite that, the United States government is still pushing for greater industrial and agricultural use of methyl bromide.
I understand the Bush administration is asking for an extension of its use.
Yes. There are international meetings ongoing. Well, as of the time this airs, they will be about a week old. The meetings are on something called the Montreal Protocol, which was put into effect by Ronald Reagan and signed by the Bush 1 and Clinton administrations. The protocol instituted a phase-out process for some of the most damaging ozone-depleting chemicals, including methyl bromide. Everybody probably remembers this as the time when aerosol hairsprays and things started to change. And
CFCs.
Exactly. Governments and industries phased out the use of CFCs. But the administration, this administration, is unfortunately turning back the clock on our commitments on methyl bromide. It's almost as if all of a sudden they decided to allow chemical companies to reintroduce CFC hairsprays. They're asking for, in the meetings in Senegal, they're asking for the allowance of additional methyl bromide, even though we were supposed to have pretty much entirely stopped using the stuff in 2005. They're also opposed to use restrictions, fairly simple use restrictions like capping fields with impermeable plastic sheets during the application so that less needs to be sprayed on the field and less can escape to the atmosphere, but the Bush administration has opposed things like that. Other countries have made real progress in stopping the use of methyl bromide, but the Bush administration is buckling to big agribusiness lobbies, and you know those farmers that are complying and are trying to use alternatives are left sort of wondering why they went about complying.
Sort of like the Kyoto Protocol. Well, if the U.S. and China and India are not part of it, why are we busting our butts
right,
to comply?
Exactly.
So what are some of the alternatives, and are they truly as effective? And if so, what really is, you know, the hang-up in implementing those?
Well, they're relatively new chemicals, but they are made by some of the largest companies like DuPont. And they, in our view, are just as effective. However, our principal objection to the way the United States has gone about pushing for increased methylbromide production is that, although there may be some critical uses, that's the technical term, is critical uses of methylbromide that are still necessary, most of the chemical companies that produce the stuff have actually stockpiled a lot of it, and it's actually being held in railroad cars around the country in anticipation of this phase-out that was supposed to start in 2005. And the the countries that are negotiating in Senegal are aware of this. A lot of countries have stockpiles. And so they have put in place conditions on new production of methylbromide, and those conditions call on countries to disclose the size of the stockpiles, to limit the stockpiles to use by critical users, that is, those who have a strong argument that there isn't an adequate alternative, and to limit production to however much additional methylbromide may be necessary on top of the stockpiles. This is supposed to be a technology forcing standard, so there is supposed to be some sort of market pressure to produce better and more alternatives to methylbromide. And the Bush administration instead is allowing this enormous cushion of stockpiled methylbromide to stay in place. The administration is refusing to require companies to disclose, the companies are disclosing to the Bush administration, but the Bush administration is not disclosing to the public the size of the stockpile, and that is making it very difficult for groups like NRDC that would like to argue that the current stockpile is actually plenty large enough to cover any critical uses that may be necessary for the next several years, to have the accurate figures with which to make that argument.
Now,
there have been leaks, from the administration that have been sufficient for us to do some back calculation and determine that the stockpile is at least as large as the supposed critical uses necessary for 2005. But we also have indications that it is, in fact, much larger.
You mentioned the human health effects of our depleted ozone, pretty serious indeed. But what about the health effects more directly caused by this powerful fumigant to farm workers? Are they seeing a lot of cancer, or what is happening there?
Yes, the concern is with increased cancer risk. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but prostate cancer is the principal concern.
Mm. So it's been seen already in farm workers as opposed to a future potential risk?
Right, yes.
That's pretty good. Should be pretty compelling.
You would think so. And deaths from skin cancers and increased numbers of cataracts. I mean, I don't think anyone disputes that both the direct use of methylbromide and the depletion of the ozone layer have significant health effects.
Now, this is one more great argument to eat only organic strawberries, tomatoes, and other produce, right? Because if you do, you won't have to worry about this?
It would be a good argument for shifting the entire sort of U.S. agricultural market toward more organics. We are not saying, however, people should not be concerned that eating, or at least that isn't part of our message on this particular chemical, that your exposure from eating tomatoes and strawberries is to methylbromide is significant. The direct health effects of methylbromide have more to do with its application to large industrial agricultural fields.
We're just about out of time, Amanda. Thank you for joining us. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got to go to break. We've been speaking with Amanda Leiter, the litigation fellow at the NRDC. You're listening to EcoTalk. Stay with us as we continue right after these messages.